I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Peppermint at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Peppermint is a revenge action film starring Jennifer Garner about a woman who goes to war with a drug cartel because they killed her family. Peppermint is a very flawed film that I nevertheless loved because it's so unabashedly violent and because Jennifer Garner is fantastic. What can I say? I'm a bit of a troll who likes action films that take advantage of an R rating, and Peppermint did enough to satisfy me. Okay, so in this movie, Jennifer Garner's husband is an auto mechanic who's contemplating robbing a drug cartel. He decides not to do it, but when word gets around that he's so much as thinking about robbing a drug cartel, he's gunned down in a drive-by by said cartel. Also killed in that drive-by is his young daughter, who is also Jennifer Garner's daughter. It turns out that the drug cartel is extremely powerful in Los Angeles, where this movie takes place. As a result, the three cartel henchmen who carried out the drive-by are set free. Not only that, but the judge is harsh on Jennifer Garner, whose family was just murdered right in front of her. She's tased by a bailiff and then hauled out of the courtroom. As EMTs are trying to take her off to the psych ward, she runs off and disappears. 5 years later, Jennifer Garner, whose character is named Riley North, reappears in Los Angeles, and a bunch of drug cartel personnel start to be killed. It's now up to the police to figure out what's going on. They determine that, yep, Jennifer Garner has spent the last 5 years in training all over the globe, and now she's back to kill a whole lot of people. And the movie goes from there. Okay, so here are the problems with Peppermint. First, the movie keeps most of the important revenge killings off screen. I mean, this is a revenge film, and yet it does not show us Jennifer Garner getting revenge on the people who most directly hurt her. One day, the three henchmen who killed her husband and kid are just found dead. We don't see it happen. They're already dead when the police find them. The movie only shows us Garner killing off the corrupt judge, but not the defense attorney who tried to bribe her into dropping the case or the corrupt DA. All of those killings are kept off screen as well. That's a major failing for a revenge film. Rather, Jennifer Garner in this movie mostly seems to be going to war with the larger drug cartel in general. So, Peppermint shows us many, many murders at the hand of Jennifer Garner, and to me that kind of makes up for the failed revenge thing, but still, that is a flaw. The film doesn't show us the most important revenge killings, it shows us a bunch of other killings. Another problem with Peppermint is the dialogue, especially from the police. The detectives in this movie all speak in hardened homicide detective cliche lines. It's actually kind of funny. There are two main cops who investigate the reappearance of Jennifer Garner in LA. They're the same cops who investigated the murder of her family 5 years earlier. Every line that these guys say could have come out of a direct-to-VHS action flick from the 80s. They say lines like, "Things like this are the hardest part of this job, and I don't know if I can take it." These two cops are hilarious caricatures taken from the most cliched action flicks. It's like the script to Peppermint was fished out of a dumpster from Canon Films in the late 80s, and then the producers of the film just tacked on some social media-related stuff into the end of it to make it more modern. Also, there's the criminals. They're caricatures as well, this time taken from a Law & Order episode. The main baddie and leader of the drug cartel is a guy named Diego Garcia, played by Juan Pablo Raba, and he's ridiculous. The mannerisms and dialogue given to this guy all seem to be taken out of something we've already seen 900 times. There's very little originality given to the characters in this movie. Now that said, I just kind of chuckled at it. Personally, I could forgive Peppermint for being so inept because of one thing. The strength of Jennifer Garner's performance. She rocks it in Peppermint. I was truly impressed. She's mean, she's nasty, and she will shoot you in the friggin' face. Some of the action scenes in Peppermint are amazing. Jennifer Garner walking through warehouses and cocaine factories, just blowing guys away left and right. She does not waste time talking to them. No, she just goes in and shoots guys in the face immediately, no questions asked. It's amazing. Jennifer Garner is like a Terminator in this movie. Waves of bad guys just can't seem to stop her. I loved it. I could get past the fact that most of Peppermint is kind of bad because I simply enjoyed seeing that on display. At a certain point while watching Peppermint, none of the complaints I mentioned above seemed to matter to me anymore. I just smiled and enjoyed the ride. This is a very violent film that does not shy away from the gore, and Jennifer Garner gets to single-handedly wipe out an entire drug cartel. Peppermint was directed by Pierre Morel, who does an adequate job. He directed the first Taken movie, so he's no stranger to revenge, and so you'd think he'd get a better handle on directing the revenge scenes in this film, but still, the action scenes themselves are well done enough that I can give him a C-. I did enjoy some of the cinematography in this film. A few scenes really pop with stylish colors, so that's good too. The cast besides Jennifer Garner is just there. They're not terrible, but they don't stand out. Most of the dialogue in this movie belongs to the cops and the drug cartel, and so it's a shame that the script is so terrible. But again, the main attraction is Jennifer Garner on a killing spree. And one more thing. I have seen many people question why this film is even called Peppermint. I can tell you it's not for a very good reason. You see, right before she dies, Jennifer Garner's daughter eats some peppermint ice cream, and then Garner tells the little girl she must have peppermint in her veins. That's it. It's a totally random thing that I wouldn't have even noticed if the film wasn't called Peppermint. Otherwise, there's no reason for this movie to have that title. I think that just points to how inept the script is. I mean, Peppermint, in a vacuum all by itself, is a good title in my opinion. To me, it sounds appealing. However, the movie should have a legitimate reason for it to call itself that. It would have been so easy. Just make the little daughter's nickname Peppermint or something, and there you go. But because they didn't bother coming up with a better justification for the movie's name, everyone now has to wonder about it. Anyway, Peppermint is not a perfect movie. Not by a long shot. I just found it enjoyable because it's pretty efficient action featuring a really good turn from Jennifer Garner, who I had never really noticed until now. The violence is graphic and the gore keeps a-flowing. Obviously, something like this is not for everybody, but I had a good time. I would recommend checking it out if my descriptions sound in any way appealing to you. I salute Jennifer Garner. I give Peppermint a 3 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.